is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. CBS News has spoken with a friend of one of the two victims of last night's deadly anti-Semitic shooting in Washington. Mariam Waba is a Middle East analyst and knew Yaron Leshinsky.
We had a shared interest for all things Middle East, particularly Christians of the Middle East. He's a Christian and his family's from Jerusalem. I myself am a Christian. My family's from Egypt right next door. So we had a lot to bond over, and that's how our friendship began.
Leshinsky was going to propose to the other victim, Sarah Milgram. The man prosecutors say killed two employees at the Israeli embassy, those two we just spoke about, has now been charged with murder. CBS's Scott McFarland says investigators believe the alleged shooter brought a gun with him to the nation's capital.
Elias Rodriguez of Illinois allegedly traveled here 2 days ago, apparently on business. Federal agents say he packed a gun in his checked baggage for the flight. Two nights later, he's locked up, accused of a major crime in the nation's capital.
The Senate will consider a budget bill passed by House Republicans with just a one-vote margin. Here's CBS's Nancy Cortes.
The president is absolutely taking a victory lap, and he's already urging the Senate to move swiftly to pass this bill. His press secretary saying today that any Republicans who stand in the way of a swift passage will not be doing what the American people want them to do.
California plans to sue the Trump administration in an effort to keep in place its ban on the sale of new gasoline-powered cars by 2035. Attorney General Rob Bonta says today's Senate vote to revoke three vehicle emissions waivers in California is clearly illegal.
This attack on these waivers will put more Californians' lives at risk, undermine the clean vehicle industry, and stifle innovation and job creation.
President Trump is expected to sign the bill into law. At least three people have died in the crash of a small jet in San Diego. CBS's Carter Evans is on the scene.
The small plane left a trail of fire through one of the largest U.S. military housing neighborhoods in the country. Just before 4 in the morning, a Cessna 550 jet crashed into the neighborhood during foggy weather. NTSB investigators say it first clipped a power line, then crashed into a home and multiple vehicles.
The FAA says there were six people on the plane. At the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs today, a rapper said there was a break-in at his house and his car was set on fire after he started dating Diddy's former girlfriend. Kid Cudi, real name Scott Mescudi, took the stand to talk about his brief relationship with Cassie Ventura in 2011. The trial will resume on Tuesday. This is CBS News.
A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive can make bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Penny candy hasn't been around for a while, and at some point, neither will pennies.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
The U.S. Mint says it cost 3.7 cents to make just one penny last year, which amounts to a loss of over $85 million. In February, President Trump directed the Treasury to stop minting new ones, calling it wasteful. So the agency placed its final order for penny blanks this month. Those are the little discs used to make 1 cent coins. Once they run out, the penny will be no more. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Today is Bitcoin Pizza Day. It's the 15th anniversary of the first known use of cryptocurrency to buy something. In 2010, the 10,000 Bitcoin that a software developer in Florida paid for two Papa John's pizzas delivered were worth about $41. Now, $1.1 billion. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see clearing skies in the overnight with light southwest winds developing and morning lows in the lower 40s. Friday, you could expect mostly sunny skies, highs reaching the mid-50s. Mid-50s on Saturday, mostly sunny and a northeast wind. Currently 46 degrees.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. But I got a year. Wow. I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I
in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. News, timeless hits here on WRJN, your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports, he talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
The Racine Raiders return home on Saturday, March 24th for 90s night at historic Corlick Field. The Raiders are winners of 30 straight games and look to extend that streak against their rivals from the South, the Illinois Cowboys. The Raiders will honor the 1995 National Championship team and play great music from the 90s all night long. The Raiders, Saturday, May 24th at 7 p.m. at historic Corlick Field. Be there.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in at more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. So, I'll be just a lonely baby. I'll be just a lonely. I'll be so lonely, I'll make a die. Man, the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, they'll never look back. And think of so, I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, I'll make a die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lone Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, where you'll be just a lonely baby. Well, you'll be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die. Well, they're so lonely, they'll be so lonely, they could die.
WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Slim in the weekend. When I looked, the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, "Man, you know you're in trouble plenty." So I dropped my drink from my hand and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, "Yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer.
Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound.
escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. So we're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I know that 1 in 10 veterans struggle daily with mental health issues. Suicide is a real risk. If you or someone you love is struggling today, you are not alone. Support is at reachoutwis.org to find local resources available for you and your loved ones. Reach out today.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. your night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.